A Nashville gallery has challenged artists to show their love for the city, with one catch. The artwork that debuts this weekend cannot depict the downtown skyline. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on what made the cut.
In the call for entries, Gallery Luperca asked the question, what does art about Nashville look like if it doesn't include the twin spires of the Batman building? As co-owner Sarah Lederach explains, she means no disrespect, but hungers for other icons.
I'm tired of all of the work about Nashville seems to be either referencing the skyline, which has to have the Batman building in it, or it's like the silhouette of a man wearing a cowboy hat playing a guitar.
Entries came slowly. The gallery is quite new, but the collection shows areas like the Gulch, Melrose, and Germantown. There are construction cranes, done in embroidery, photos by high school students, and folk art of a legendary ghost and his two poodles haunting Printer's Alley. These are the diverse viewpoints that co-owner Katie Wolf wanted.
I don't think it's anything really negatively towards the skyline. Again, we're not super crazy about it, but it's more just saying, look at everything else the city has to offer, and let's focus on that.
The gallery owners guess that tourists or new transplants may unite over the easy-to-capture skyline, but they hold out hope for art that celebrates other eclectic pockets. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.